Hello and welcome to Business English Pros. Today we're going to talk about marketing plan concepts. We'll cover many different marketing tools and techniques so you can become familiar with the business English vocabulary. Are you an ESL business English learner seeking to enhance your understanding of English marketing concepts? Look no further. This podcast will help you master the fundamental vocabulary and principles clearly and concisely. By the end of this podcast, you will have a solid grasp of the intricacies of a marketing plan, which will help you communicate more effectively with colleagues and clients in the business world. So let's get going and explore the world of marketing concepts. Number one, market research and analysis. To begin your marketing plan, it's important to conduct extensive market research and analysis. This means taking a deep dive into the demographics, psychographics, and purchasing habits of your target audience. There are various tools and techniques that can be used to gain valuable insights into your market. One such tool is the SWOT analysis, which stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. This analysis helps you identify the internal and external factors that can impact your business. For example, a strength could be a unique product or service offering, while a weakness could be a lack of brand recognition. A SWOT analysis is a way to identify what your business is good at, strengths, what it needs to improve, weaknesses, what opportunities exist in the market, opportunities, and what challenges you may face, threats. Another useful technique is the PESTEL analysis, which stands for political, economic, social, technological, legal, and environmental factors. This analysis helps you understand the external factors that can impact your business. For example, changes in government policies or economic conditions can affect your business operations. Changes in society, technology, laws, and the environment can also impact your business in some way. Number two, unique selling proposition or USP. To identify your product or service's unique selling proposition, you need to determine what sets it apart from your competitors. How are you different? This could be a specific feature, benefit, or quality that your product or service offers that others do not. For example, if you're selling a fitness app, your USP could be that it offers personalized workout plans based on the user's fitness level and goals. Crafting a compelling value proposition is essential to resonate with your target market and accentuate your competitive advantage. One technique to create a value proposition is to focus on the benefits of your product or service rather than just the features. For instance, if you're selling a skincare product, instead of highlighting the ingredients, emphasize how it can improve the user's skin texture and appearance. Another technique is to use emotional triggers in your value proposition. For example, if you're selling a pet food product, you could use emotional language such as "show your furry friend how much you care" to appeal to pet owners' emotions. Identifying your USP and crafting a compelling value proposition are crucial steps in differentiating yourself from competitors and attracting customers. You can create a value proposition that resonates with your target market by using techniques such as focusing on benefits and emotional triggers. This value proposition will highlight your competitive advantage. Number three, segmentation, targeting, and positioning, or STP. Implement the STP model to streamline your marketing efforts. Segment your market based on shared characteristics. Target specific groups with tailored messages. And position your brand in the minds of consumers as the preeminent choice. There are several techniques you can use to implement the STP model and streamline your marketing efforts. Firstly, when segmenting your market, consider factors such as demographics, psychographics, and behavior. For instance, if you're selling luxury watches, you may segment your market based on income levels, lifestyle choices, and purchasing habits. Secondly, when targeting specific groups with tailored messages, it is essential to understand their needs and preferences. For example, if you are targeting millennials, you may use social media platforms such as Instagram and Snapchat to reach them with visually appealing content that resonates with their values. Lastly, when positioning your brand in the minds of consumers as the preeminent choice, consider factors such as brand identity, value proposition, and competitive advantage. For instance, if you're a new entrant in the smartphone market, you may position your brand as offering innovative features at an affordable price point compared to established players. Implement these techniques and examples in your marketing efforts using the STP model. By doing so, you can effectively communicate your brand message to your target audience and achieve business success. Number four, marketing mix, the four P's. To optimize your marketing mix, focus on these four key elements: product, price, place, and promotion. Make sure your product is tailored to meet the needs of your target audience. Set prices that are competitive and attractive to consumers. Establish efficient distribution channels and make it easy for customers to access your product. And finally, create captivating promotional campaigns that grab the attention of your audience and drive sales. There are several techniques you can use to improve your marketing strategy. These include conducting market research to better understand your target audience, using social media to reach a wider audience, and offering discounts or special promotions to incentivize purchases. Remember, a well-optimized marketing mix can be the difference between success and failure in today's competitive marketplace. Number five, digital marketing strategies. To fully embrace the digital realm, you must incorporate various techniques. These techniques include search engine optimization, or SEO, pay-per-click advertising, or PPC, social media marketing, or SMM, email marketing campaigns, and content marketing initiatives. Make sure to include all of these in your comprehensive plan. For instance, SEO involves optimizing your website content with relevant keywords to improve your search engine rankings. PPC advertising allows you to target specific audiences with paid ads that appear at the top of search engine results pages. SMM involves leveraging social media platforms to engage with your audience and promote your brand. Email marketing campaigns involve sending targeted emails to subscribers to promote products or services. Content marketing initiatives involve creating valuable content that resonates with your audience and drives traffic to your website. By incorporating these techniques into your digital strategy, you can effectively reach and engage with your target audience, increase brand awareness, and drive conversions. Number 6, key performance indicators or KPIs. To effectively measure your marketing efforts, it's important to establish quantifiable KPIs. This means identifying specific metrics that you can track over time to gauge success. Some examples of these metrics include conversion rates, ROI, CAC, and CLV. Conversion rates refer to the percentage of people who take a desired action after interacting with your marketing materials. This could be anything from making a purchase to filling out a contact form. ROI is a measure of how much revenue you generate for every dollar you spend on marketing. This can help you determine which channels are most effective and where you should focus your resources. CAC is the cost of acquiring a new customer. By tracking this metric, you can identify which channels are most cost-effective for customer acquisition and adjust your strategy accordingly. Finally, CLV is the total amount of revenue that a customer will generate over their lifetime. By understanding this metric, you can make more informed decisions about how much you're willing to spend on customer acquisition and retention. To track these metrics effectively, it's important to use tools like Google Analytics or other marketing automation software. By regularly reviewing your data and making data-driven decisions, you can optimize your marketing strategy for maximum impact. Number 7, budget allocation and resource management. To make the most of your marketing budget, it's important to allocate your resources wisely. This means prioritizing initiatives that have a high impact on your business while keeping a close eye on cost efficiency and return of investment. One technique you can use is to conduct a thorough analysis of your target audience and their behavior. This will help you identify which marketing channels are most effective for reaching them. For example, if your target audience is primarily active on social media, you may want to focus your efforts there. Another technique is to track and measure the success of each initiative. By regularly analyzing data and metrics, you can determine which strategies are working and which ones need to be adjusted or eliminated. Remember, it's not just about spending money. It's about spending it in the right places. So be strategic, stay focused on your goals, and always be willing to adapt and evolve your approach as needed. Number 8, implementation timeline and milestones. To ensure the successful execution of marketing initiatives, it's crucial to create a comprehensive implementation timeline. This timeline should include specific deadlines and milestones for each task. Assigning clear responsibilities to team members is also essential for accountability. To develop an effective implementation timeline, start by breaking down each initiative into smaller tasks. For example, if your initiative is to launch a new product, some tasks could include market research, product development, and promotional planning. Once you have identified the tasks, assign specific deadlines and milestones for each one. This will help you stay on track and ensure that everything is completed on time. To foster accountability, assign clear responsibilities to team members. Make sure everyone knows what they are responsible for and when their tasks are due. This will help ensure that everyone is working towards the same goals and that nothing falls through the cracks. Overall, creating a detailed implementation timeline and assigning responsibilities are key techniques for successful marketing execution. So there you have it. To create a successful marketing plan, conduct market research and analysis. Use emotional language to appeal to your target audience. Track metrics such as conversion rates, ROI, CAC, and CLV. Allocate your budget wisely and prioritize initiatives with high impact. Create an implementation timeline with specific deadlines and assign clear responsibilities to team members. That's it for today's episode. Please remember that I'm not trying to teach you business here, just how to communicate better in business English. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to follow us for more exciting episodes to help you improve your business English communication skills.